Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing your cleaning company. If you are committed to growing your cleaning company, you can go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need, all the tools you'd ever want to create the cleaning company that you've always dreamed of having. If you want to be on the show, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a call at 480-648-5149 to apply to be on the show, leave a question, a comment, a rude remark, anything you want on the show, give us a ring. Today, we are chatting with Diana Baye from Honest Maids of Arizona. Honest Maids serves the greater Phoenix area with residential services. If you want to reach out to Diana and her team, you can get a hold of them at welcome.honestmaids.co. That's welcome.honestmaids.co. I don't even think there's a www in there. Sounds like witchcraft to me. Diana, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hi, everyone.
We were just talking before the show. I'm so excited to actually get to have somebody on the show that's near and dear to me. I am also based in Phoenix, and we're always talking to somebody all over the world, so it's awesome to hear somebody talking, 10 miles to the west of where I'm at right now.
Yes, it's very exciting. I love Arizona.
Oh, my gosh. We could get into a whole nerdy Arizona Cardinals, how hot it is rant, but I think we would bore everybody.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think so, probably. So we'll get to the good stuff then.
Yeah, so tell us how you ended up in Arizona and how you ended up in the cleaning business.
Well, I've actually been in Arizona since I was in high school, actually. It's been quite a while now.
Okay, I can't help myself. What high school? I've got to know.
Oh, Cesar Chavez.
Oh, Cesar Chavez. I was in the ghetto in Washington. I didn't know I was talking to a rich girl. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, not at all. Yes, I'm from Cesar Chavez, and I actually just recently graduated from Grand Canyon University, which is great. And I studied for a business degree, and that's kind of where I started thinking about starting a cleaning business.
That is, first of all, I love Grand Canyon University. If I had money, I would have absolutely gone there. So you're my hero right off the bat. And that's so cool to hear somebody that went to school for business. And how did you wander from business in general to wanting to kind of do that to the cleaning business in specific?
Well, there's a lot of factors that went into it. One thing was, I have two kids. So being a busy mom, going to school, working full time, everything just gets so crazy, so hectic, and there's hardly any time for you to have time to clean your home. So, I was like many others, I called cleaning companies, and I didn't get what I wanted. I always ended up, having to call people back or having to switch companies. So, I wasn't satisfied. So I figured, I'll just create my own business. And that way I can, I'll provide a service that I know what people want and they would really appreciate. And also that would give me the liberty of having my own schedule, which was great for my kids.
Yeah, I love hearing different kind of family backgrounds, because I know a lot of Cleaning Nation has a family, whether it's, male, female. So you said that, are you married?
Yes, I am married.
Okay. And does your husband work outside of the business, inside of the business, both? What's his position in this whole nonsense?
He does both. His own job, but he also helps me with like marketing and, anything that I really need help with. He's kind of the backbone of everything. We both work together, taking calls and scheduling and all that. So it's really a team effort, and it's helped me tremendously.
All right, Diana, you can be honest with me and Cleaning Nation. There's got to be some goods and some bads to working to your husband. Is it generally a blessing, generally a curse? Is it something you'd recommend to the listeners out there that are thinking maybe they'd like to get their spouse involved?
Well, it's definitely a blessing because he knows a lot. He graduated also from Grand Canyon with a master's degree in business. So, you know, he's very knowledgeable and he loves everything that's to do with business. So, I mean, I get really good feedback from him. I think the only thing is that it's hard to not feel criticized when he's giving me feedback.
I'm sure.
I think that's probably the only thing that it's like, it's hard to hear criticism from your spouse. But I mean, in the end, it's, I think I wouldn't have had it any other way, you know, working with anybody else but him. It's been really great.
Oh, you, that is so dang adorable. I got to meet this guy because that is so sweet. So this is your full-time endeavor and he's got a full-time job outside of the business, but you still, when he's kind of not working, he still helps you out?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. And is the goal to
and
get
he actually,
him?
He started, I'm sorry. Yeah, he actually started his own business site. And it's a marketing business and he's trying to grow that too. So in this family, we're all about business pretty much.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So he doesn't have a full-time job. He just has his own business. So you guys are both entrepreneurs. It's not like he has a job and you're an entrepreneur. You're both entrepreneurs and you probably give him feedback on his marketing business. And sounds like he gives you some really good feedback on your cleaning company.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and it's good because we're like each other's soundboard, you know, where he talks to me about what he's having trouble with. And, you know, I try to help out as much as he can. And same goes like with me, but, you know, we are really a team with everything that we do.
Oh, well, I was just going to give you the crappy fake advice before, but now I've decided I like you and your husband. So tell me what you need and I'm going to hook you up, sister.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So, right now is what we're struggling with, I guess. And you know, the typical, you know, go online to grow your business, you know, go to Facebook, go to all social media. And, you know, we've done fairs, we've done networking events, but I kind of want to know how we can grow our business in person that goes beyond that.
Okay. Gosh, I'm so excited about that question because I know we've talked a lot on the show about marketing online, offline, and there's so many exciting ways that you can do it with direct mail and pay-per-click, and there's just 100 ways. But I don't know that we've ever dived into growing your company in person, face to face, eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly. And there's so many opportunities there for people. And especially you've got kind of a bubbly, vivacious personality. So I'm sure that you probably enjoy being face to face and you probably do really well face to face. So I would love to dive in with you. All right, let's do what I generally do. And we're going to do today is I'll start kind of at a 30,000 foot view and be real, I don't want to say general, but kind of lay a foundation conceptually of how you should be thinking. And then we'll turn the corner and do some tactical stuff of actual things you can kind of put into practice tomorrow. Does that sound fair?
It sounds perfect.
Okay, cool. So first and foremost, and this, I don't know, this is, I almost hate saying it because it's been said so many times, but it's been said so many times because it's true. So I'm going to bring it up because it's a key. You've got to make sure you start kind of all relationships with business with a how can I give and serve and what value can I bring to this human being's life, not how much can they help me and what can they do for me? And, you know, are they going to become a customer and any of that sort of nonsense? So first and foremost, if you, any face-to-face interaction you go to, your goal is to give value as opposed to get money or anything else. That's step one. So until you do that, if you're out there just trying to take, none of the stuff I'm going to kind of lay out for you is going to work. But if you just want to give and serve, I promise you stuff's going to happen for you. Does that sound at all sensible?
Yes, it does completely.
Okay. So the second thing is you want to be really clear. And we talked about this before, but not in this area. So I'm going to kind of talk about how this works with getting new customers face to face. The key is you've got to really know who your customer is and where they are and what's important to them. So let's talk just for a minute about your customers. Is it you're residential only, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. Are most of your customers single, married, male, female?
They're mostly married and mostly either with pets or with children because we have all-inclusive green cleaning service. So, you know, most people are concerned about, you know, the chemicals that are used in their home. So many of our clients, they either have kids, you know, small kids, you know, they're either crawling on the floor and, you know, they don't want like Clorox on their floors or, you know, anything harsh chemicals.
Okay, so it's mostly married couples with probably kids or for sure kids or pets.
Yeah, family.
Families, mm-hmm. Okay. And then do you know who generally makes the decision, the husband or the wife?
It's usually the wife.
Okay, and that's typical from people I talk to. But again, things change based market to market. So I always want to ask that. So if that's the case, you're going to, A, want to go where women ideally with young kids are, or pets. I'd imagine kids is probably a bigger deal. So you're going to want to hang out where they hang out, which is super easy because they congregate very nicely into moms groups and blogs, and they read the same magazines. So moms with kids are congregate really nicely. So it's easy to find out where they're at, so you can kind of and they're very communal, especially you if you've got kids. So easy for you to go to a mom's group, A, just because you probably need a break from everything else you got going, and B, that's where your customers are. The second thing is you want to know what their pain is and what keeps them up at night. And it sounds like for you, your unique selling proposition or where you're at is, hey, my ideal target client is really concerned about chemicals and the health of their family and the safety of the surroundings, and they want to create a nice, safe, healthy, clean environment for them and their family to live in. Is that fair?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So you want to make sure when you go to a networking event or just a regular event, the first question, if you're a guy, 100% of the time, the first question people are going to ask is, what do you do? If you're a female, it's probably, how old are your kids? You know, actual important information. But the third or fourth question will be, what do you do? So instead of saying, and hats off to the women, right? The guys are always immediately, what do you do? What do you, women at least are human beings and have a conversation first. So no disrespect there. But when they do ask that, you don't want to say, oh, I own a maid service, or, I own Honest Maids, because again, that's talking about you and what you do. You want to talk about what they do and what's important to them. So if their pain is, I want to make sure that my kids have an environment that's clean and healthy, you would respond when they say, what do you do? You say, hey, I help make sure that there's healthy environments for kids to grow up into. Because if you say, I own a maid service, the next question is going to be, oh, great. Is that fun? Or do you hate it? Or change the subject. But if you say, I create environments where kids can grow up safe and healthy, the very next question guaranteed is going to be, how do you do that? Which is exactly that's an opportunity for, now they're inviting you to tell them about what you do and why that's important. And they're interested because you've talked about them as opposed to you. So that's the first thing I'd start with, is know what their pain is, go where they're at, and then have that conversation with them the whole time looking to serve. So when you start saying, how do you do that? Again, I still wouldn't jump right into the, well, we're a maid service. I'd go, well, first of all, we come in and review. One of my favorite things to do is we have a free service where we come into people's homes and we'll do an audit of the safety of their home in terms of how safe it is for toddlers, not just with chemicals, but can they get into electricity or dangerous things? And once we do that, we are able to give recommendations. And part of that recommendation sometimes is how to have a healthy environment with cleaning. And we have a lot of information on how to make sure that you only have clean, healthy products in your house. So do you see, like, you're just giving value upon value upon value, and you haven't said a blessed thing yet about, you give me money and I'll clean your house. But as you continue that conversation offline, in person and online through email and however you're going to do it, you're just giving a ton of value that's going to be important to them and their lives and what's important. And when it's time for them to do a maid service, there's almost no chance they're going to go anywhere but with you.
That sounds great. I've never heard of going that route, because I have been asked, if I go to the zoo with my kids, or, and I start having a conversation with a parent, I do, go into, oh, well, I have a cleaning company. But this is such a great way to kind of introduce it and make them see that it's something that they may need and they would want to know more about what we do and help them at the same time, which is just great.
Yeah, because if you say, hey, I own a cleaning company, and again, I'm a nerd and this is my business, so I'd be all over it. But if I'm just a normal, regular, not nerd, I have zero interest in that, and I'm going to change the subject as soon as I can without being rude. But if I've got kids and you say, I make sure I help families create clean environments to raise kids in, well, there's no way I'm not going to ask two or three follow-up questions. What? How do you do that? Well, we come and do free audits. And really, why would I need a free audit? Well, you'd be surprised how many dangerous things are in homes and a lot of people charge for, but we don't do that. We just come out because it's really important to us. That's our passion and my mission. Now we got a whole conversation going on about real things, not about, well, I got, ladies that we throw some Windex in their hand, they'll be at your house for $38 an hour, whatever the case is. You've got a real conversation. I really care about you and your business, and the foundation's good. So that's the kind of conceptual stuff. Now, as promised, let's talk a little tactical about, like, great, how and where do I get these conversations? Okay. So the quick and easy one that you've probably heard, and the cool thing with you is you're residential, so a lot of people need your service. It's a little harder for commercial because they can't just show up at a mom's group and, there's not a high likelihood that the owner of a 20,000 square foot medical facility is going to be there looking for a cleaner. But at a mom's group, most of those moms have homes, especially if you're doing it in your target area, right? You're not going to do it in an area where it's a lot of rentals or, you know, the demographic doesn't fit your market. So you're going to be what you're going to go specifically where people are going to fit your demographic and they're homeowners, they're married, maybe dual income, probably, you know, a minimum home value of $200,000 or $300,000, or, you know, you should have kind of those ideas based on your current best customers, what they look like. So you're going to go specifically there. So you've got a, I don't want to say target rich environment, but that's what I'm trying to say. So when you do that, so a couple examples would be Toastmasters is awesome. If you want to learn how to speak, you can go to a Toastmasters group that might be 10 or 20 or 30 people. That's an amazing skill to have. And that's a great place to network. There's BNI. I've never been a member of those groups, but they've got that. They've got stuff called LaTip. So there's probably a half a dozen, maybe a dozen places you can go specifically for networking. And I think for commercial cleaning, as long as it's high-end business owners, you're good to go. If it's residential cleaning, you can go to just about anyone because everybody needs that service. So that's where you would start. Just make sure you pick the right group for you because every group's going to say, we're good at this, we're good at that. But you really want to know, again, the key to the whole operation is know who your target market is and know where they hang out and kind of find a lead group that's going to make sense with them. Any, have I going too fast? Or are we still on the same page?
No, I'm still with you.
Okay. Next would be associations. Or groups. So I would absolutely look for, so if it's a, if you're a business owner, you own a commercial cleaning company and you specialize in, you know, medical practices, which I love, by the way, is a niche. The medical practices, they have groups, or you can go to BOMA, Building Owners and Managers Association. That's where all the property managers hang out. If you're Diana, I promise you moms congregate nicely and they've got associations and groups where they all get together and you might have 100 or a couple hundred every week get together. You're going to want to be a part of that group and really know, like, and trust them. So Toastmasters, BNI is more a formal kind of where you can go to network, or LaTip, something like that. There are associations that, you know, like-minded people get together. So again, if you sell to car dealers as one of your specialties, I promise you they got a dozen trade associations you could be a part of. If you're a mom or if you're looking for moms as your target audience, they have dozens upon dozens of organizations they get. So associations is kind of the second step. And kind of super, super free ninja tip in that is to always get on the board when you can. Most of these associations have a board with the president, a vice president, a treasurer, and all this nonsense. That's how you really get to know the people and really get to be a piece. If you can, people know, oh, that's Diana. She was the treasurer last year. So that kind of makes you a super member. Or if you can coordinate or volunteer, kind of be a part of the leadership of that organization or association, that's going to put the spotlight on you. And, you know, you might not know everybody, but everybody will know you. So that's a good way to supercharge these associations. And last, I've got one more thing, but before I move on to that, the one trick you got to know with any of these, either associations or kind of lead groups, is do not expect to go in and day one get a lead or day two get a lead. These are the things that you got to be in and be consistent every week, right? You can't, if you're going to be there half the time or a third of the time, save your money, save the headache, just skip it. But if you can really commit to be there every week or every month, however frequently they meet, and if they're there, you're there, what you'll notice happen is the first couple months, nothing. You'll be like, this is just a waste of time. And then 3 or 4 months, you get, you know, one or two things will start trickling in. But somewhere around that 6 to 9 month mark, especially if you've been to every event, the floodgates open and all of a sudden everybody knows you, everybody trusts you, and everything starts clicking. So if you go the association or kind of lead group way, don't get fooled by, you know, oh, I went for a month and a half and nothing happened. That's a rookie mistake. Stick around, make a year-long commitment. And if you're doing it right and you're really showing up and engaging with people, you will absolutely get business. There's no way not to. Okay, the last thing, because we're going to go way over in time, but you got me fired up, is events. You can go to trade shows, which is a phenomenal opportunity, but that's a whole different podcast. So I'm just going to say trade shows and let you kind of move on for your own from there. The last is lunch and learns. I'm a huge fan of lunch and learns. It may not work for residential because your ticket item is so low. If your average customer is only $200 or $300 a month, you know, and they stay for 2 or 3 years, an average customer is only worth $4,000 or $5,000. But for, you can still do it. You just have to do it a little differently and a little more economically. But if you're a commercial cleaner and an average account's worth $1,000 or $1,500 a month, you can absolutely do a lunch and learn. But the concept is you just get a dozen of your favorite prospects or 2 or 3 of your customers that love you, have them invite their friends and, you know, maybe 8 or 9 prospects and 2 or 3 customers, get them together, buy them lunch, just talk and hang out and have a good time, maybe share some content that would be helpful to them or useful to them, and just build that relationship, you know, for an hour, hour and a half. You start putting those on once a month, those can absolutely start crushing it with people knowing you and liking you. And if you do them right, people start calling you going, hey, I heard about the Lunch and Learn. I didn't get an invite. How can I get in on that? And that's a great way to, it's a ton of fun. It's a great way to build relationships. So I have yammered on for way, way, way too long. Before we hit the lightning round, Diana, do you have any questions or thoughts before we move on?
No, I think you gave me very valuable, very great advice. And I think this is definitely what I'm looking for. And I'm just ready to start on it, you know, get on it and get those customers.
Cool. Well, if the line goes dead and it's just me, we'll know Diana got too fired up and she just had to go start implementing. She couldn't talk to me anymore. So I won't be offended. All right. But before you go, let's do the lightning round. This is your chance to get back to Cleaning Nation. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
That would have to be to not try to be everything to everybody. So, you know, I've had many customers where, you know, they ask me, you know, do you do carpet washing? And we don't. Or, you know, do you have landscaping services? And we don't. But I mean, starting as a new business, I mean, we've been operating since 2014. But, you know, at the very beginning, I was like, I wanted to go above and beyond for my customers when I didn't know that it was actually hurting me trying to do everything for everybody that asked.
Yeah, that is... I'm not even going to add anything to it because that was so good. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
I think, and it kind of goes with the first question. I think it's being too flexible with our customers, but not just them, also like our employees. You know, trying to please everybody and not sticking to, you know, to how the business should be working.
Just say no, Diana.
Yeah, just say no. I mean, if it doesn't work out, if it's not beneficial, if it's actually going to end up hurting your business, if it just doesn't make sense, then don't do it. And don't be afraid to say no, because that was my big thing. I didn't want to say no. You know, I wanted to say yes to everybody and just make everybody happy. And that just, it just doesn't work. It ends up hurting the business in the long run.
Man, Cleaning Nation, hopefully you're getting this, because this is stuff that you can either figure out the hard way or listen to Diana and save yourself all manner of heartache. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will make their life or their business better?
You know, I think that it would be to not be afraid to invest your profits to grow your business, whether in marketing, training, or better equipment. You know, whatever, don't be afraid to use those profits to improve your business.
Gosh.
Because I think that for me, you know, that was for me, you know, spending thousands of dollars in like advertising or something, you know, anything. It was kind of heartbreaking. It's like, you know, I'm just giving away the money, but don't think of it that way. You know, it's to grow your business, you have to invest in it. And that's the only way to do it.
You are 1000% correct, Diana, that all successful people invest in themselves and their business. And I've never met a successful person that was unwilling to invest back in themselves and their business. Not ever. So I couldn't agree more. All right, Diana, thank you so much for joining us and your personality and your energy and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you, and I'm sure Cesar Chavez High School is very happy to have you as an alumni. Would you want to check out Diana's show notes page and discover everything you need, all the tools you need to grow your cleaning company? You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com, leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I respond to every one of them. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.